I thank God for bringing us here today and for the way the Holy Spirit's already ministering. Don't try to shake him off. That's what gets us in a mess. Gets us in a mess. Well, I have a gift for you today. They get to hold you past 12 o'clock instead of me. So you can't blame me. But I told them if they let you out before 12, I was going to whip all of them. No, just kidding. I don't think you'll want to go anywhere. It's our privilege to have this family with us, and they are family. Three generations are here. Grandma and Grandpa over here. Junior and his wife. Three sweet, sweet children, and one that is so mean she scared the bear off last night. No, I have never seen such sweet children in my life. They just make me sick. They're so nice and sweet and behave so well. We went to dinner. I told somebody this morning, I said, we went to dinner last night, all of us, and they were at the end of the table. I did not even know the kids were there. I mean, they're just so quiet. I bet you they go berserk when they go home. Just pure crazy, don't you? He's scared to even say anything. Like a deer in the headlights. We're fortunate to have with us this group from South Georgia. You all join with me in welcoming the Keffers.
When I'm in trouble, I know I'm gonna be alright. If you know you're saved this morning, you can say, I know my record is clear. Come on, son.
I stood in sin's court as judgment was passed. My accuser condemned me for the shame of my past. And right before justice could seal my fate, oh mercy stepped in, and Jesus said,
well, there is.
is, and we live there, about 50 miles north of the Florida line, and this is our 32nd year traveling full-time for the Lord in gospel ministry. Amen? I heard an old preacher say one time, sometimes the Lord's so good to me, I think I'm his pet. That's the way I feel about it today. God's so good. This is, I want to introduce my family. This is my first wife, Linda, right here. She and I met when I was 9 and she was 8, and we met in church. That's a good place to go looking for a husband or wife. How many know that's true? Amen? Her daddy was the preacher. She's a PK, preacher's kid. Can't do a thing with him. I've been trying. Got another one back there. I've been trying. In just a couple of weeks, it'll be 48 years. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. He doesn't look that old, and I appreciate that very much. I'm glad for a good wife. Linda has a solid policy, a firm conviction she lives by and adheres to very strictly, and that is that a woman's place is in the mall. That's what she believes. Shop till you drop. If the shoe fits, buy it. Don't encourage. In every color. I don't want to say we go to the mall a lot. We were in there the other night and the mannequins were waving at her. Now that's bad. You heard about that woman, got married 4 times, married a banker, an actor, a preacher, and an undertaker. 1 for the money, 2 for the show, 3 to get ready. But I'm glad I'm still married to my childhood sweetheart. Give Linda a big hand, would you please? God blessed our marriage, our union, with two of the most wonderful kids. Amy, our daughter, stood right here for many of these 32 years. She is our songwriter. She writes not only for the Keffers, but for lots of gospel artists and gospel music today. The Lord's anointed her in a wonderful, wonderful way. We're just so honored and proud of what God's doing in her life. She is married to Mike Shellum, and Mike and Amy live in Huntsville, Alabama, where Mike is an engineer for the Department of Defense. And they have 3/7 of our grandbabies over there in Alabama. Carly, Cody, and Chloe, the three C's in Alabama. Cody is the middle child. He's a boy. Pray for him if you think of him, okay? Amen. Any middle children here? That'd be me as well. One of the three boys. I'm glad it leaves no after effects. Amen. Our son, Paul, right over there doing what he's done since he's a little boy, obviously. We've been on the road a long time. His wife, Jessica. Both of our kids met their mates as we were out ministering on the road, not in the road. And Jessica, right there, is from Martinsville, Virginia. And they, Paul and Jess, are the proud parents of the other 4/7 of our grandbabies who are seated right in front of you, as the pastor so graciously introduced. Emily, Ethan, Eli, and Ellie. 3 C's in Alabama, 4 E's in Georgia. Have you enjoyed all the Keffers so far? Give them a big hand, would you please? Here's a great song from my latest CD, and it'll bless your heart this morning. It's got a great message. Amy wrote this song. I think it's got power in it and on it. It's called Grace Alone.
Stop to think of all he's done for me. I'm amazed how far he had to go, how low he had to reach. I'm amazed
I'm so thrilled at how God is using them already at a young age. I'm excited for whatever He has for them in the future. And I'm reminded that you're not too anything for God to use your life. You're not too young. You're not too old. You're not too educated or you're not too uneducated. There's nobody that God can't use that just says, God, you know what you're getting. You made me after all. You know what I'm capable of and what I'm not. Just take what I have and use it. And watch what He'll do with your life. It will amaze you what He'll do with your life.
Yeah.
And I wanted them to sing a little for y'all. Would that be all right if they sang a song or two? They love to sing. And they do such a good job. This is one of their favorites, and it's mine too. It's such a good message. Y'all sing this one.
Holding back.
Christ our Lord.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Give our God.
there's something that God wants to do, He's gonna do it. If there's something the Lord wants to use, He's gonna use it. Yes, He will. You may not think much of what you have to give. Watch what He does when you make it His.
He'll lift much in the hands of a great big God. That's the way He works, though it may seem odd. Two tiny fishes and five loaves of bread. With a little bitty lunch, 5,000 were fed. He took the shepherd boy, a rock and a sling. Knocked the giant down with one small swing. He can take a little, make it seem like a lot.
Great big God, amen. God's gonna move in your life when you least expect it. Yeah, He's gonna take what you got. He's gonna bless it. Yes, He will. He doesn't need more than a small seed of faith. He'll make a mountain to bow to your will. My baby brother was the one, whenever anybody came around with his little boys, they'd pinch him on the cheek. They did the adorable, did the good looking. You just wanted to hurt him, hit him hard. Right? And I was in the middle, and there you go. God has a sense of humor, doesn't He? He does. He does. He'll use you no matter what. Like Paul said, you're not too anything for God to use. So let Him have your life. Let Him have your life. That little boy, you say, he brought his lunch to Jesus. I say he brought everything he had. And he cast it at the feet of the Lord. And the Bible says the Lord blessed it and broke it. We don't like that breaking part. But then He used it and it fed the multitude. It's yet to be discovered what God can do with a man He can truly trust. That's what D.L. Moody said. Just give yourself 100%. Let Him use you. I prayed a daddy's prayer. I prayed for Amy's music to go around the world. One night I was sitting in my living room and I had that clicker in my hand. Because us men, we don't want to know just what's on TV. We want to know what else is on TV. And around the dial I was going, and I came to that channel that goes, that religious one, that goes to every continent on earth except, I think, Antarctica. And there was a lady fixing to sing this song, tears. Coursed my face, and I had church in my living room. I said, Lord, You answer a daddy's prayer. Maybe you're here this this morning because the message of this song is what you came needing to the church house. You know, maybe that's why the Keffers are here today. God doesn't make any, there are no mistakes with God. He put us together for a purpose this morning. I love those songs Pastor led this morning and how it warmed and prepared our hearts for worship and to get ready to be a part of this experience. Don't turn a deaf ear to anything God may be doing right now in your life. And just listen to a great message. Allow it to minister to you as my family sings when God has another plan.
Was not what Joseph dreamed.
missed that. Our daughter's a piano player, and I miss hearing that. It's great. We've enjoyed being here today. How many Songbird Monster out there? She likes to drink. She really, really does. It holds 216 gallons of diesel, and we get 6.5 miles to the gallon. So when you come by our product table, you help to put fuel in that bus. Let us go to the next place. Let me just tell you real quick that we have 5 CDs on the table. Most everything that is on these CDs has been written by our daughter. Everything we have sung today so far, with the exception of what the kids sang, have been penned by our daughter. The Lord just is amazing in the talent He's given her, and she just loves to serve Him, and you can't go wrong getting anything. It'll bless your heart. This is our very latest Steadfast. We did The Record Is Clear, Grace Alone, and God Cares For Me off of there so far today. And just our CDs run 1 for 15, 2 for 25, 3 for 35, and after you pay $35, the other two are free. Our kids, our grandkids, have a CD on the table, and it's just got a few songs on it. They really give up a lot to do what we do. And all $5 of this, the price of this CD, goes to these kids. And their parents, thank the Lord, are teaching them to tithe, teaching them to save, and they're learning really well how to spend. So when you come by the table and get their little CD, you're feeding their habit. So come by and sing. We have a DVD back there that we did live out in Wyoming. It's an hour service, and you can not only hear us, but you can see us. And then I have a cookbook on the table. We've been traveling for 32 years, and we've been in all 50 states and 20 countries. And we've done a lot of eating in 32 years. And there's recipes from all over the country, some from other countries that we have been in. I can't think of one in here that my husband does not say about, you put this on your forehead and your tongue will slap your brains out. And I enjoy cooking. He enjoys eating. So you can't go wrong, gals. Grab one. Please your husbands. They'll like to eat like my husband does. $20, best $20 you can spend on your cooking and on your that just fell is all you ever wanted to know for sure, but we're afraid to ask, and little Ellie sees to it that everybody gets one. If you do nothing more with it, then put it on your fridge and use it as a prayer card to pray for us. We have some itinerary in here about where we're going, order form on the back, and a little bit about our survival program on the inside. Thanks for having us today. We've enjoyed it, and we're going to sing some more for you.
We're not entertainers, we're not performers, we couldn't be if we wanted to be. But everywhere we go, north, south, east, and west, we take a good old hand clapping, foot stomping, snot slinging gospel song. How many like those? Amen? You can't really enjoy one sitting down. You gotta be on your feet, you gotta be grinning. Some of y'all ain't grinning all morning. Come on, y'all. Put a grin on your face. And put your hands together. Don't hurt yourself, it's gonna get up and go. Come on, everybody.
Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there.
to Jesus, ashamed of my sin, but he loved me just as I was. When I cried, forgive me for what I have been, God said, forgiven, forgotten, forever. Amen.
Changed out buses right at the end of last year. Seems like we've seen more people saved since we've been in this bus. I don't know whether the bus has anything to do with it or not, but just as a time marker, it seems like in the last few months we've seen more people coming to the Lord than we've seen in a long, long time. And that's what our Christian lives are all about. I started to say that's what this ministry is about, but that's what every single one of us as a child of God, that's what it's all about. That's why we can sing songs like this. You know, one day on Broadway Avenue in a little town called Louisville, Ohio,
in the basement of Fred Kraft's house where the Gideon Baptist Church was starting up. I walked out between the metal folding chairs and I knelt at a little makeshift altar there and asked Jesus to do for me what I could not do for myself. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. To as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm a whosoever. And I love going around the country and around the world and telling people that he is the way, the truth, and the life. What about you this morning, with every head bowed and every eye closed? You know, God didn't drop us off down here and make the way home difficult. That's why we call it God's simple plan of salvation. He said all of sin. He said, I love you with an everlasting love. He said, you can't save yourself. You can't be good enough. But if you'll come to me and call upon me, I'll save you for all eternity. Father, we thank you today for the privilege to sing gospel music. We thank you for the gospel itself, because it's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Spirit of the living God, would you take the message of these songs and stamp it indelibly upon the walls of our souls and cause us to leave the church house different than we arrived today. O God in heaven, save that one that's nearest hell. Draw them to yourself this morning. And may the power of the gospel, the power of the living word, be evident in their lives as they leave today. May this be truly a life-changing experience for every one of us, but especially those that don't know you today. Oh God, please, by the power of your Holy Spirit, draw them to do what they'll be glad they did a million years from this morning. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. As we keep our heads bowed and our eyes closed and nobody looks, what about you this morning, right where you are? Would you pray to receive Jesus? If you don't know him in the free pardon of sin, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Right where you stand. Doesn't say anything about being in a certain place or a certain posture or a certain position. Right where you are, from your heart, not from your mouth or from your head, but from your heart, would you cry out to God, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be my Savior. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be my Savior. Now, Lord, one more time as we approach thy throne, we thank you, Lord, for this church. We thank you for Brother Kinsey and the leadership here. God, we ask your anointing and your power to rest upon them. Supply this church's need, everything, spiritually, physically, financially. God, bless the Vacation Bible School and the upcoming programs. Lord, would you do a mighty work here? And may we hear reports in the days and weeks and months that lie ahead of a great harvest of souls in this place. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor, thank you for hosting the Keffers. God bless you.